Alright, it's a good evening and welcome to it's a very special show on Eagle FM, and this is called China Corner. And this is a show that is going to be monthly, and today we are opening it with His Excellency, the Ambassador of the People's Republic of China, Mr. Zhao Weiping. Mr. Zhao Weiping is not new here. He has been here 2 years ago. So, and today we are with him. We are going to talk about the celebration of the 35th diplomatic relations, anniversary of the diplomatic relations between Namibia and China. And if you don't know, China is one of the countries that first opened their embassies in Namibia just after Namibia got independence. So, I'm going to give him the floor to greet, and of course we start with our conversation, and we are going to be here. Of course there is Victory Day, China Victory Day. So I don't want to keep him too long here, but I want to give him enough time so that he can elaborate more on the Namibia-China diplomatic relations and also China-Africa cooperation. But don't also forget that the number in studio is 083-288-401. Should you have a question to ask him on China, if there is anything that you want to know, he is the right person because he is the representative of the Chinese government in Namibia. So, His Excellency, welcome to Eagle FM.
Thank you, Franz, and good evening. And also good evening to all our friends who are listening to this program. I'm very much pleased and honored to have this opportunity to talk about China-Namibia relations on the occasion of the 35th anniversary of our diplomatic relations.
Yeah. Okay, so Ambassador, I'm going to give you time to speak so that when you are done, there can be questions.
Okay.
Also from me, either from me or from the audience.
Mm-hmm.
If there will be no one to call, then I will ask you some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So, Franz, I will first. I will start with some with my observation on the China Namibia relations over the 35 years. The past 35 years. Of course, it's a long time, 35 years. We have made a lot of achievements in our bilateral cooperation. But first, let me start by saying that actually our friendship started long before the establishment of our diplomatic relations in 1990. And we actually, ever since 1960s, China began to provide assistance and support for Namibian people's struggle for national independence. At that time, the independence was led by the Swapo Party. So, actually, China-Namibia relations, I think, already, had a very good or solid foundation even before we established the diplomatic relations. And, of course, since the establishment of the diplomatic relationship, I think, our political relations, the political relations between our two countries has always been very close. And that one of the examples is that the top leaders of our two countries, had a frequent exchange of visits, for your leaders to visit China, our leaders come to here to visit Namibia, just like relatives visiting each other. So that's one thing, very important, very important, and in terms of our political relations, I think one thing I have to mention, that is in the year 2018, the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, and Namibia then president, His Excellency Dr. Hage Geingob, jointly decided to establish China-Namibia Comprehensive Strategic Cooperative Partnership. And that announcement was made during the state visit to China by President Geingob that year. And that's really a kind of milestone in the history of our relationship, and because it elevated our relationship to a new level, a higher level. And in terms of trade and economic cooperation, I also have to say that we are doing very well in this aspect. And China has been one of the major trading partners of Namibia for many years, and we are also the largest source of FDI for Namibia, I mean the foreign direct investment. So we are the largest investor in Namibia. And, you know, China and Namibia are also close development partnership. So over the years, China has carried out a series of development assistance projects in Namibia, such like, you know, since the establishment of diplomatic relation, we donated altogether nine schools. And one of them is the Namibian National Youth Training Center, and also eight primary and high schools. We're very glad that these projects have contributed to the improvement of the educational infrastructure here. And other bigger projects like the new airport road, the B2 section, and those kind of things. Mm. And for us, you know, and also China and Namibia, we share similar, you know, values and similar positions on a lot of regional international issues. So we also have a lot of coordination and cooperation in that regard. So to sum up, I think this relationship has always been mutually beneficial. And we are determined to work together with the Namibian side to further push forward this relationship to bring more tangible benefits to our two peoples. Mm. Thank you.
Mm. All right. So now tell us more about the trade between Namibia and China. What is the value of the trade between Namibia and China?
Okay, France, take last year as an example. I think the bilateral trade volume between China and Namibia, that's a little bit over $2 billion. And that's a big increase over the previous year. And China is now the third largest trading partner of Namibia after South Africa and EU. We import about $1.1 billion from Namibia, and we export almost $1 billion. So it's a quite balanced trade, but the Namibian side enjoy, you know, some surplus.
Okay. Mm. So you buy Namibia. Okay. So now maybe you can just, because the listeners are listening, mm. they will really want to know, what does Namibia sell to China, mm. and what does China sell to Namibia?
Yeah, so far Namibia, the export from Namibia mainly include mineral resources, agricultural products, and some other products. For China, we mainly export to Namibia manufactured goods for daily use, and also machinery, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so we have seen the South Corporation on, I think it was at the beginning of this year, where officials from China were here, and they were most of them specialized on agriculture, you know, trying to help Namibia or trying to cooperate with Namibia on the issue of agriculture. And so when you look at the variations, because your type of food and the type of Namibian food is not the same, so to say. So, but how easy is that cooperation?
Please allow me to be back on the trade. I want to make some additional points.
Yes,
and it's also related with agriculture sector.
Yeah,
Namibia actually was the first country to export beef to China. So Namibia beef, we all know, you know, it's of high quality, and it's also very popular in China. Yeah, but we hope to import more from Namibia. So far, EU, I think that's your number one market export destination. So in the future, we very much hope to have import more of your beef to China, and you are very right that we are. You know, we are working together with the Namibian side to further strengthen our agricultural cooperation. And early this year, we signed, agreement for China to import Namibia mutton and chevron, gold meat. So I think that will become another important item of Namibia's export to China. And also, France, I want to tell you that we are also working on the quarantine issue. We want to solve the quarantine issue to make it possible for Namibia to export more agricultural products to China, like your grape and blueberry. And also, we are talking about signing agreement to import wild aquatic product from Namibia.
Okay.
So I can only, I am very confident that, in the years to come, we will see, we will see increase of Namibia agricultural and aquatic products export to China. And back to agricultural cooperation, France. We know that's the one of the priority area for your government here, and Her Excellency President Letuwa, put a lot of emphasis to that. So the Chinese side also has a lot of discussion with your government to see what assistance and help we can provide. But currently, I can tell you, as part of FAO program. I mean, Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN. So now we have a program. We have 8 Chinese agricultural experts. They are here. They will stay here for 2 years, and they will do, training for the local farming community. And they also provide advice to your Ministry of
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
As to your Ministry of Agriculture, so in several areas, and there will be 6 additional Chinese agricultural experts will come under this program in the near future.
Well, so that's very rich. Now, when it comes to technological advancement, China we know that is leading, as we can talk about 5G, with of course companies like Huawei, and also having a lot of tech startups in China. Now, how can Namibia benefit from, you know, Chinese technological advancement? Looking at the fact that Namibia is still, you know, facing challenges in terms of just, you know, technology. How do we see China coming in to assist Namibia in this regard?
China is currently one of the leading countries in terms of science and technology and innovation. And I think we have a quite complete, you know, I think our technology advancement has been achieved in a lot of areas, and which I think we can provide our support and assistance to Namibia in a lot of areas. First, I want to mention that every year China provide about 200 training opportunities for Namibia. So quite some of those training programs are related with science and technology. So these training programs, I think, provide us the platform for supporting your capacity building here. And secondly, I want to mention that actually, just recently we have finished the development assistance project, and that's the satellite data receiving station. That project is in Windhoek, and the purpose is to help our Namibian friends to enhance your remote sensing satellite data capabilities. So that's another example. And also we are discussing some other projects related with technology, and it's still in initial discussion, but I may tell you a little bit about that. For example, your police authority has very strong interest in establishing smart city system here in Namibia. And so we are discussing that. And I think in due time, we will be ready to provide our assistance. Yeah.
Now, you are talking about 200 students that you assist every year in training. Some people are asking, because we also have people that do order with me and they want to go to China and buy, you know, goods and come and sell here. Does China require a visa for entry for Namibians or to Namibians?
It require visa for Namibian citizen to visit China, and it's the same. You know, when Chinese citizen come to visit Namibia, they are also required to apply for a visa, because we don't have agreement on mutual visa exemption. We don't have that yet. Yeah. So in future time, we very much hope to have these mutual visa exemption agreement.
Yeah.
I think that would be very helpful, to provide more facilitation for the travels of citizens of both sides, to visit each other. Yeah. But it's not very difficult to get a Chinese visa to be. I want to tell our friends here. And I think I think maybe just very few cases. I don't know whether there's any such case, you know, for any visa application being denied. If there's such case, it must be very, very few. Yeah.
Yeah. So it
and we actually welcome and we welcome our Namibian friends to visit China, yeah, for, you know, either for business, for study, or for other purposes.
Hmm. Yeah. So now China is also, you know, leading when it comes to. I attended a meeting where people from the National Planning Commission were presenting what they learned in China, that tour at your embassy, I think it was some months ago, when they were talking about, and they came to a thing where when they talk about the healthcare, you know, technology in China.
Mm.
And now when we look at the our healthcare, is there any agreement between Namibia and China as far as, you know, healthcare is concerned?
Mm.
We know that China was very much willing to assist Namibia when it came to COVID-19 vaccine.
Mm.
It was more easier to get, you know, the vaccine from China.
Mm.
So apart from that, is there any other agreement between Namibia and China on healthcare?
Mm. Yeah, I think we have been cooperating with each other very well in the area of health. And I think we also donated one hospital for Namibia. That is the Omthia District Hospital.
Mm.
And I visited there. I'm very glad. I think it has it's very helpful for the local people there.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, that we also had a very good cooperation during the COVID-19 periods. And China actually was the first country to donate vaccine to Namibia.
Mm.
Yeah, and just recently, you know, we also donated a CT scanner to Walvis Bay Hospital. And so far, as I was informed, that's the third CT scanner in your public health system.
Mm.
Yeah. So yeah, and you are very right. China is now also a leading manufacturer in health equipments, health and medical equipments. So we are also having discussion with your Ministry of Health for more cooperation in the health sector, because it's a still very initial stage. I will not talk about too much in detail. But I think I'm sure in the coming years, there will be more, you know, new cooperative projects. And in terms of cooperation in the health area, I have to mention Chinese medical team, in Katutula Hospital.
Mm.
They provide a free, Chinese medical service. And every year they treat about 10,000, patients, local patients. And that's something I want to mention. They've been here for, many, many years. Yeah. And I think, the local people have seen the value of their service.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Before we leave the Namibian, just talk about a bit of Africa.
Mm.
We have seen the demonstration of China and Namibia's bilateral, you know, relationship during the, you know, the passing of the founding father, where, you know, the Chinese, I think the Chinese pilot, you will call it, correct me here, that was, you know, assisting in transporting and of course transporting the remains from one place to the other. Do you think the bilateral relationship between China and Namibia, do you see it improving further more deeper?
Yes, sure. You know, now, as you mentioned, back in February, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, back in February, yes. And our Air Force people, they came here to assist your Air Force in transporting the remains of the beloved late founding father. And I think that's a good symbol of close friendship and also partnership between our two countries. Between our two countries.
Mm.
So we are determined, as I said before, we are determined to further push forward, the China-Namibia relationship with the Namibian government. And we attach great importance to this relationship. You know, this relationship we already had it for 35 years, and we are determined to achieve even bigger. We are determined to make even bigger achievement in future. And I think we have some very good opportunities for us to realize the goal of expanding our bilateral cooperation. Yeah. First of all, as you know, China, we are in the process of achieving Chinese modernization.
Mm.
And Chinese modernization focus more on high quality development and also on high level opening up. Mm-hmm. So I think the further growth of China will offer opportunities for development for countries around the world.
Mm-hmm.
For countries around the world. And secondly, I think your government has a very ambitious plan for your socio-economic development. And in this process, I think there will be a lot of new opportunities for bilateral cooperation. Yeah.
We are going for a short break,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll be right back to continue. But if you want to be part of the conversation, you can call in the number in studio 083-288-401 to ask the ambassador some questions. If you feel you want to ask the question, you can ask the ambassador the question.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Right, we are right back. It's round about 27 minutes to 7. We are still here. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can ask the question. Whatever question you have about, China, the ambassador is here. The ambassador is here. He will be very willing to answer questions. He answers questions. I've been around him for quite some time now at press conferences. But the first time he made the press conference, I think the first time I came was last year. With the Chinese New Year Day, if I'm not mistaken. But now we look at the Fokak. You can now take us through what is really Fokak and what does it want to achieve. I'm sure it's a cooperation between China and Africa on a very large scale. Yes, so what is Fokak and what does China want to achieve in this cooperation with Africa?
Yeah, Fokak, Francis, you know, the full name of Fokak is the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation. And it was established in the year 2000. And that's initiated by the Chinese government. And the purpose of establishing this important mechanism is to deepen China-Africa cooperation. And this cooperation that's, actually in touching extensive areas. And last year we just had a very important summit, Fokak Summit in Beijing in September last year. Chinese President Xi Jinping hosted the summit, and we are very grateful that your then President, President Mubumba, attended the summit along with the leaders of other African countries. And the Fokak Summit, as I said, actually it's a very important mechanism, or the most important mechanism of China-Africa cooperation. Yeah. So in the summit last year, President Xi announced 10 partnership actions to advance China-Africa cooperation. And it touches comprehensive areas. Yeah. So, and also, Chinese president announced that China will provide $50 billion as financial support to implement those partnership actions. Yeah, so we, you know, attach great importance to the implementation of what we have announced. So in June this year, we held a ministerial meeting of coordinators on the implementation of the Forum of Actions. It's a long name. So the idea is that we will have this kind of a ministerial meeting to implement what we, you know, pledged in the Fokak Summit. So we are also discussing some projects with the Namibian government. The projects we pledged, you know, during the summit, like the police housing project and the borehole drilling project, and also some other projects.
So we have Fokak, and then we have, you know, Belt Road Initiative. How is that different from Fokak? Or is it part of? Is it also part of the Fokak?
Belt and Road Initiative, that is for the whole world, okay? But for this Fokak, you know, this is the mechanism to advance China, just for advancing China-Africa cooperation. Yeah. So that's the difference. But of course, they are not, conflicting each other. Actually, they are in line with each other.
So China is one of the countries that are calling for Africa to be part of, you know, to extend to be part of the United Nations, you know, Security Council. China is always, you know, willing to step in when it comes to Africa, you know, development. And some other players are seeing that as Chinese expansion, for China wanting to, like a new colonialization, if you like. You know, this is how countries like Japan and the West warning Africa to be careful of Chinese loans, for example, because they feel that Africa might get into a trap and so on and so forth. So what can you say to that?
Yeah, first, France, I want to point out that China's relationship, China's partnership with Africa has a very long history. It didn't happen just in recent years. Actually, you know, China, the new China was founded in 1949. And ever since 1949, we pay great attention to our brotherly relationship with African countries. So it is a relationship of more than 70 years. It's more than 70 years. Yeah. So actually, you know, for a lot of African countries, I think China provided the support for their national liberation in this course of, you know, the development. Yeah. So I think, you know, it's not something we are just, you know, came to Africa just recently. Yeah. And our purpose remained the same in the last more than 70 years in developing our relationship with Africa. That's just for mutual support and mutual help. For common prosperity. That's our purpose. Yeah. So I think, it's just, of course some people, they like to view things from negative perspective.
Yeah.
But I think that's not true at all, you know, to claim China is practicing so-called neo-colonialism or something. And that's very, actually, you know, it's those kind of, so-called neo-colonialism, that's a concept created just by those people. Who are, you know, who are the descendants of the colonialists?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think African people and African, the governments of all African countries, I think they are, you know, in a very good position to tell about China-Africa relations, rather than those people. Other people. Only African people, you know, you are in the best position to tell, to judge what China is doing here.
When are you going to give the $50 billion US dollar that China is promising to Africa? Is it going to be given to every country, or is it going to be given to a bank?
For the financial support we announced at the forecast summit last September, it will be open, you know, for the whole African countries to support the bilateral cooperative projects discussed by China and individual countries. Yeah.
Are these in the form of loans or grants or sponsorships?
There are several categories in this financial support. One is the Chinese government grant, grant assistance, and also there are, you know, soft loan. Yeah.
Okay. So, and we now look at China engaged in a trade war with the United States of America, and to a point that at some point there was 125, you know, percent of trade of tariffs there, and China also, you know, slapping back. Is this not going to affect what the role that China is playing in Namibia and also Africa?
Yeah, France, you know, China is the second largest economy in the world, and the U.S. is the largest economy in the world. So we always hope that China and U.S., as two largest economies in the world, we should cooperate with each other for the benefit of both our countries and also for the benefit of the whole world. Yeah, you know, I think both countries play a very important role in the international trade and economic cooperation. So I think it's really very important for China and U.S. To work together. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, as you said, you know, we have such we have seen a lot of things which you know just develop in another direction. That's very unfortunate. And talking about the tariff, or the so-called tariff war started by the U.S., you know, and China and the U.S. side, we are still discussing they're discussing on this issue of on this tariff issue. So you said at one time you know the U.S. side has already announced that it will impose more than 120%, as you mentioned. Actually, it's more than that.
Yeah.
But we oppose that, of course. Like all the other countries, we oppose that. We don't think it's the right way. We are not the right way. Anyway, you know, it's still in the process. But China has made it very clear, you know, we will do our best to safeguard the free trading system, to abide by WTO rules. We don't think it's a good solution, you know, by raising tariffs to solve any issue, trade issue between any countries. Yeah. So, and one thing I want to add is that in June, as I mentioned, that there was the ministerial meeting of coordinators on the implementation of the follow-up actions of FOCAC. Chinese President Xi Jinping, in his congratulatory letter to that meeting, he announced that China will provide zero tariff for all the African countries establishing diplomatic relations with China, and for 100% tariff lines. So that's a major announcement. And we are now working with African countries to implement that announcement.
All right. So now we are talking about FOCAC and China's role in the forum of Africa China or China Africa cooperation, as you say. And now we look at America, you know, withdrawing aid on countries that depended on the aid as far as healthcare is concerned. We are hearing that some countries are even running out of, HIV, medication and so forth. Is China perhaps thinking of, stepping in and playing that role, to fill in that gap? Will China fill that gap or will it just be left like that?
Yeah, first, in principle, as I said, before, we are ready to provide our assistance support for the needs of the needs of our Namibia friends in the area of your in your health sector. Yeah. So that's our general attitude. Yeah. So for details, I think, our two governments can discuss what kind of support and assistance you need.
They will need. Yeah. No, that's one we understand. But, when we look at, we are now looking at, China Africa, cooperation, and you said, okay, the ambassador before you, when he came, he was talking about, before he left, he talked about mutual, agreement, mutual respect. That's what, China is pushing for. It's pushing for a relationship where two people come and negotiate. Is there any any challenges that, you know, FOCAC is facing as far as this is concerned?
Sorry, Franz. Yeah, could you?
Okay. Mm. Is there any challenges that FOCAC is facing when it comes to the relationship between China, maybe, and some in Africa? Is there any challenges so far?
Yeah, FOCAC, that's a mechanism of cooperation, and actually, we didn't see any problem or challenge. Yeah, you know, it's all the African countries, just like China, we both attach great importance to the development of this mechanism. And, of course, you know, because this is a mechanism for cooperation. And so we always, you know, consult with each other in a friendly way. Yeah. So I don't see, you know, any challenge or problem so far. Thank you.
Right. So it is 10 minutes before we are out of here, and before we are out, and then I said, I thought I would, you know, allow the ambassador to go early, but the ambassador said no. We can continue if there are more questions, and I'm sure the people just want to listen, and you see, get to understand, so that next time they will ask questions. You know, the people here like to, sometimes they sit in there and they first listen. But I'm sure the content that is being given here is you know, is good content. People need to know about China, because China being the second largest economy, of course it plays a role in the development of Namibia and that of Africa. Now let's look at the, for example, you are talking about you want to be exporting blueberries and grapes. There is a question here, say, what about fish? Does China not interested, is China not interested in fish and Namibian fish, or is it maybe that you have enough fish in China?
For us, I love seafood, and Namibia, you know, you have very nice seafood. Yeah, as I mentioned, actually we are discussing import. We are discussing, you know, some issues related with the quarantine issue, so that we can import Namibia wild aquatic products, and that certainly include
fish.
Yeah, and currently Namibia oyster already export to China. Yeah.
Okay.
And they are very popular in China.
Now, Namibia recently has discovered oil, and there is so much prospect on, you know, on oil and how it is coming to change the economic outlook of Namibia. But we don't hear any Chinese, you know, companies interested or showing. We don't hear any Chinese company involved in the exploration. Why?
Franz, first, I think it's indeed a great news for Namibia to discover so much oil and gas. And I believe that your oil industry pick up, your financial and economic landscape will have fundamental change. So that's why I said on public on several public occasions already that I believe there will be a big jump in your social economic development in the next 5 to 10 years. So of course I think the Chinese business community, they are also very excited about your promising economic prospect. So more and more Chinese company, they are interested in coming to invest in Namibia. But back to your question, why so far no engagement by the Chinese company in your oil and gas? exploration. Yeah, I also done some research, France.
Mm.
Yeah, if you also do some research, you will find that the pattern for Chinese investment, that's a little bit from, other countries.
Mm.
Our company, usually they don't, put too much investment in exploration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like, the Swakop uranium.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our largest single investment in Africa so far.
Mm.
Yeah, the Chinese company, they didn't do exploration. So they came to invest rather, at the time when the exploration is already done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you can find the same pattern of Chinese investment in a lot of other areas, and also like the oil and gas sector. I think maybe it's the same thing. But I believe in due time, Chinese company will come to participate in due time.
Mm. So, in other words, you are saying the Chinese would really want to see something on the ground before they come into investing.
That's based on my research. I don't know whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
But I think maybe that's one of the very important reasons.
Yes. Mm. All right. So, Ambassador, we are coming to an end of our program,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you have words that you want to say lastly before you go.
Yeah, I want to thank you again, France, for having me here. And there's one message I want to share with our listeners, our friends, our Namibian friends. I strongly believe in a very promising future of your economic and social development. And of course, currently you are facing some challenges, and those challenges, in my view, are just temporary.
Yeah.
And China, as a friend and close development partner, we are ready to provide support, and we will continue to provide support and assistance to Namibian people, Namibian government, to the best of our ability. And I wish I wish our bilateral cooperation even bigger achievements in the years to come. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Ambassador, for coming. And we wish you the best on your Victory Day celebration. That's the 80th anniversary, right, of China's
People's war of resistance against Japanese aggression.
Yes. So we wish you the best on your celebration. And we hope to see you again, Ambassador. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Right. We are going for a short break so that I can just send off the Ambassador. And then I'm coming to end it all.
Ipuranenge no wapungwa eva tero liko ni mwondu tuto ingida ashikeka peno nuku tite okoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshe faili nehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshua onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo IGL FM otuna evi tota njuka okupitira oipindi konu honda de nao nuneuto otukwetira o special ange kashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka opone ushenji kenawa nukumona Ijeweli nawa, inge pata fanona malika ko IGL FM onareza timwe bali heari nola natu heari bali no heari ina kongerewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o matelane IGL FM VI.
Hey, I have to apologize. I thought my mic was on. My mic was not on. All right, so yeah, this is a very unusual hour for me, but very excited to be here. To have been here. I've been trained to occupy any hour. That's our strength here. So this has been China Corner. Of course, this program will be repeated according to the orders on the 24th of of September. That is, if you think you have missed it, but if you also, you can also look at it from, you can also listen to it from our podcast tomorrow. It will be on. But thank you very much, and now it's time for me to hand over to the North.